Say, Mr.
Now, listen, Hector Smith, you just be on your way. Eb's over the post office, and I mind the store all by myself. And ain't got no time to be talking to anybody.
Just a minute. I'm here on business. That's what I am, on business.
Yes, well, what kind of business?
Business concerning the Hector Q. Smith rainmaking machine. I've just drawn up the constitution and bylaws of the company, and I want you to type them.
What? Want me to type them? You'd better get busy and type them yourself. I ain't going to type them.
All right. If that's the way you feel about it, you can just turn in your resignation as secretary of my company. But when we make a couple of million dollars on my machine, don't come crying
wait a minute, Hector. Dad, burn it. Keep your shirt on, will you? I'll get the thing typed up in time. Shucks, you give a fair chance. In the first place, before you go making up any laws, you better see a lawyer.
See a lawyer?
Yeah, sure.
I guess you don't realize, Mr. Winterbottom, that you're talking to one of the finest lawyers in this country.
Huh? Who do you mean, one of the finest lawyers in this country? Who do you mean?
Well, as long as you press me for an answer, Mr. Winterbottom, it's me.
You make a feller laugh, Hector. You never was a lawyer in your born days, and you know it.
Well, gosh, I wasn't.
Well.
Say, listen, I was a defending counsel in the greatest legal battle of the century, the Elgin trial. Well, one morning...
The Elgin trial?
Yes,
it's
a very famous case. One morning, a short, dark-complexioned man, about 6 feet 9 inches tall, with bushy blonde hair, was seen snooping around in my client's clothes closet. When my client asked him what he was doing there, he answered that he was following a herd of wild elephants, trailing them by their spoor.
Told your client he was trailing wild elephants with a spoor. Well, what did your client say to that?
He said that's a spoor way to trail elephants.
With
that, Mr. Winterbottom, the mysterious stranger strode out of the house, pulled my client's gate off its hinges, and walked away.
Why didn't your client stop him when he stole the gate?
Yes, there's no question about that. Yes, sir. Well, the next
No question about what?
How do I know? You're the one that brought it up.
Asked you why your client didn't stop the fella when he took the gate.
He was afraid the man might take offense.
The
next day, the mysterious stranger returned to the scene of his crime.
Returned to the scene of his crime, huh?
Yes, sir. Scene 3, Act 2. That's the scene where the Duke says to Sir Richard Lovelace, what? "Were it mine to give, I pledge my hand in Texas down on the Rio Grande." Then he falls down, bruising his knee severely.
Hold on, you dad-darn fool. What in perdition are you talking about? What become of the feller that stole the gate?
The gate?
Yes.
Gate?
Yes.
What gate?
You said a mysterious feller stole your client's gate.
Oh, yes. Yes, he came back the next day and stole my client's watch case. Just the empty case.
Just the empty watch case? Well, what'd your client do then?
He gave him the works.
You mean your client killed him, Hector?
Yes, he shot him. Shot him with a big knife. And after that...
After that, he
took the body and nailed it up in a box labeled Wool Bedroom Slippers. And for 3 or 4 days, the mysterious stranger was not missed.
He wasn't, huh?
And then a couple of professional missers came to town, and the stranger's absence was discovered. At first, they simply thought that he had lost his absence. But after advertising it in the found column of the paper and receiving no reply, they decided there must have been foul play. The next day, my client was arrested.
For murder?
No, for having a box with a misleading label on it. He was immediately brought to trial. Yes, sir, he was immediately brought to trial, and the wheels of justice started to grind. Gosh, Willikers, you should have heard him grind. You could have heard him for miles.
Right.
Our first job was to panel the jury, and a difficult job it was, Mr. Winterbottom. Because we were using solid oak panels, 3/4 inch thick.
Listen, Hector, you don't panel a jury with oak panels. You just pick them out and put them in a jury box.
What was that?
Jury box.
Yes, indeed. They boxed, wrestled, ran 100 yards, hurdled.
Oh, no, Dad, ding it. You just pick out fellas to set on the jury.
Well, that's what we did.
You did?
Yes, that's just what we did do. We had 5 grown men sitting on that jury, and it was all they could do to hold them down.
What?
And then came the cross questions. Some of the crossest questions I've ever heard.
Yes, but they...
And finally it came my turn to address the jury. And believe you me, Mr. Winterbottom, I stood up there and real dignified as I'm standing here to address that jury.
Yes,
to make the appeal that would save that poor boy from prison.
Yes,
sir, save him from prison. Think of it, Mr. Winterbottom. There they were going to send him to prison. Hmm. A young man in the very flower of his youth. The very flower. The
flower, huh?
Yes. He'd been through the mill. And so I made my appeal. It was a wonderful appeal, Mr. Winterbottom.
Crazy.
In fact, the judge said it was the slickest appeal he'd ever seen.
Well, what kind of appeal was it that was so slick?
Banana peel.
Say, you look here, Hector Smith. I told
seriously,
you.
Seriously, Mr. Winterbottom, it was an eloquent address. Mm. A very, very stirring speech, was it? Mm. And as a climax, I brought out a fact that undermined the prosecution's whole case.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. I said, gentlemen of the jury, this young man has been accused of forgery. Mm. But how can he be guilty of forgery when he cannot even write his own name?
And did you get the fellow off? Did you get him off?
No. You see, it wasn't his own name he wrote. It was somebody else's name.
Well, that's just a long cock and bull story, Hector, and you know it.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes, sir, just a dead, darn cock and bull story, and you'd better get the tarnation out of here before
yes,
I get mad.
Yes, but just a second now. How about typing this constitution that I brought in here? Mm. I've got it all written out here in longhand, and all you have to
do
is...
Well, here, give me it and quit talking. I can't work that plaguey typewriter myself, though. Maybe I can get Abbott to do it. I'll ask him to do it as soon as... Well, you finally got back, did you?
Yes. Hello, Hector. Hmm. And there wasn't no mail for us.
Well, go fetch the typewriter. We got a job of writing to do here.
Well, shucks. What kind of writing?
Never mind. Go get the typewriter.
Shucks. Hmm. Just get through with one job and you got another. Enough to make fellas sick.
And you go along. And you get along, Hector, too. I'll attend to this and have it ready for you in the morning.
Yes. Well, thanks ever so much, Mr. Winterbottom. And I'll be in tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Yes, go well, on. Goodbye. We'll have it ready for you by that time.
Well, shucks. Here's a dad-darn typewriter. Mm-hmm. Now, what you gonna write?
Why, Hector's writ out the Constitution here, the Peerless Rainmaking Machine Company, and he wants us to type it. Now, you go ahead and work the typewriter, and I'll read it to you.
Read the typewriter?
No, I'll read what Hector's got written down here. Now, go ahead. Work the typewriter, hey, what you doing?
Working the typewriter.
Oh, well, wait till I tell you what to write. Now, here it is. We, the following to wit...
How's that?
To wit.
Do what?
To wit. Put it down.
We, the following... Do it.
Oh, but we don't. We don't do it.
Well, then who does do it?
Oh, dad and ding. Just put down what I tell you. We the following.
Wait a minute.
To it, Hector Q. Smith.
Oh, I get you. Hector does it.
Oh, he don't. He don't. Now, listen. Just leave that part out and go ahead. I'll get to get this. The following, Hector Q. Smith, Eb Peters.
How's that?
Eb Peters, put it down. You follow Hector.
Follow him yourself. I don't know where he's went.
Oh, no. That's your name that goes in there. That's your name.
What is?
Eb Peters.
Shucks. You'd think I don't know my own name.
Oh, now listen. You just keep on typing while I read this and keep your trap shut. Now go ahead. Eb Peters. And Zeb Winterbottom. Do hereby mutually...
Yes, but
mutually agree that we are to do business... Under the name of the...
Yes, but wait a minute.
I'll do business under the name of the Hector Q. Smith Peerless Rainmaking Machine Company.
Yes.
And we further agree that...
Say, Dad, darn it, wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter now?
Maybe I better put a piece of paper in this machine.